I mean, if you're looking to get outside this weekend, you could not have dialed up a better forecast to be outside doing stuff. Of course, Milwaukee, the city of festivals when it comes to the summer months. No rain in the forecast. Should be a great opening night for Festa Italiana, which returns to the festival grounds beginning this evening. And the gates open at 5 o'clock. Takes you all the way through the weekend to talk about all things cannoli and more. Mary Linder joins us. It's a very busy day for you, Marie. I appreciate you joining us here because I know you got gondolas to get ready. You got food to prepare, right? You're getting everything going for today's fest.
Yes, we're very busy on the Summerfest grounds today.
Well, that is good. So walk us through what is new for Festa Italiana this year. It's always such a great celebration of all things Italy.
Well, probably foremost, and we're having fireworks tonight and Saturday, and they're supposed to be bigger and louder because of America's 250th birthday. Campari is back. We had that in 2019. It's kind of a bar with a DJ in it and some piped-in music. Very nice place for young adults and those who just love that kind of music. We also have a soccer tournament on Saturday where the youth will be playing for some competition, and then on Sunday it would be the adults, and that's in the sports area on the Summerfest grounds. Of particular interest is our heritage tent, which this year marks the 800th anniversary of the death of St. Francis of Assisi, and we have on loan a life-size statue of him. So that's some of the things that are new and exciting, and we have some new vendors. We got some excellent entertainment, and it's supposed to be a great weekend to come on down and celebrate all things Italian.
Marie, what about the food? Any new foods this year? Because it's around lunchtime and people are hungry, so they want to know what can they expect from the food.
We have the Ranieri's who are doing calzones, and then we have R&B from Chicago, and he's doing a lot. He's doing calamari. He's doing squid. He's doing fresh pasta. He has an array of good foods. But you can find any booth is going to give you a really, really good meal, and nobody should go home hungry.
No, I wish I could export some of the recipes out of Festa Italiana into my own personal cookbooks here. It's just an unbelievable scent when you walk to the festival grounds.
Yes.
Like, you can't help but pick it up. Marie, do you set up anything with travel, right? I mean, Italy is such a great destination, and it really, for me personally, it feels like a place I would need to go to multiple times to really do it justice and sink my teeth into the culture. Are there travel experts on site as part of Festa that might be able to help people get to Italy and book a trip and help plan it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have Olive to Travel. I believe she's going to be in the Cucina Showcase in the Aurora Pavilion, and she is arranging travel to Italy. I think she's got one now, and she's going to probably do one for October, which is the big feast in Porticello for Madonna di Lumini.
So you give people a taste of it this week, and then they can actually get the full experience if they connect with one of these travel agencies, right?
Correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
That is the way to do it. Bringing that slice of Italy, it's such a melting pot, Wisconsin. It became that, right, with the Irish and Germans and Italians that all settled. It's kind of why we have the festivals that we have. It's such a long-running tradition here. I think about going there when I was a kid, Marie, with my relatives, the Mazzonis and the Balestreris, right? That's all part of my family's tree. And it was just sort of what we did, right? We did that. We didn't do Summerfest. We did Festa together as a family. So I know for many, this is about making memories and continuing a legacy.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I remember walking down the Third Ward with my grandmother. I was very, very young and being afraid of the bombs that went off in the street.
Wow.
When was that? Yeah. When was that, Marie?
Okay. That's not bombs like you would think. Those are the firework bombs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet you I was only about 5 or 6 years old then.
Okay.
But it was a part of the tradition.
Well, I'm glad you could clarify. I wasn't entirely sure where you're going with that, but that's good.
No.
Well, good. So we got the festival grounds opening up, 5 o'clock tonight? So what are the hours and how do people take advantage of everything happening on the grounds this weekend?
Okay, tonight it opens at 5 o'clock, and from 5 to 7, we have free admission for our military, our first responders, our health and our health people and our education people. All you have to do is show an ID. On Sunday, we have a hunger task force where if you bring 2 to 3 imperishable canned items or like a bag of spaghetti, you get in free. Also, the mass is at 10:30, and then those who wish to go to mass at the BMO will also be in free with food items.
Well, really good stuff. We're looking forward to a wonderful weather weekend. It should make the crowds great at Festa Italiana. It's one of the great traditions here in the city of Milwaukee each and every year. Marie Linder, get back to work, Marie. I know you got a busy, busy day and ready for those gates to open at 5. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Come on down. Have some fun.
Yeah, it is a great time. Festa Italiana, Marie Linder joining us. We got a lot of older Italian relatives in my family when I was growing up. You just walk into the kitchen and all those scents, all those smells,
yeah,
kind of what you smell when you go to Festa. So it's always a great reminder of some of our family's history, deep Italian roots on our side.
Yeah, I was going to say the fresh pasta and all that, that already sold me. And I am not Italian, and I love the scents as well. But I love all the festivals that we have here in Milwaukee because everyone has something they can take a part, you know, be a part of. And you can be a part of whatever festivals you want to attend.
Well, Bastille Day is celebrating all things French at Cathedral Square this weekend and Festa Italiana on the grounds of Summerfest. It'll be a fun weekend in the festival world.